What's up, peeps? We're going to talk about something completely different. It's vaping, but it's very different from what I usually do, in some ways. This is the Juul. This is originally an Asian tobacco company, I believe, sort of made this happen, and you know, all of a sudden it became popular. So if you like not supporting big tobacco and you're like really anal about it, then don't even bother. Like if you're one of those people who likes Linux and you think playing MP3 is dirty, then just bypass that shit because I don't want to hear you bitch. I like a good vape, and sometimes the big dumbasses get it right for a change. And I think the Juul is one of those things. Is it perfect? Fuck no, but what is, right? I wish that there were such things as perfect. Besides me, at least. So, what the fuck is the Juul, anyway? So, the Juul is a nice little stick battery mod. It's like a little baby e-cig type deal. It's kind of a rectangular shape. It looks like a stick of gum, except it's slightly longer and slightly thicker, you know, from top to bottom kind of deal. And it's a pod device. So you've got little sort of mouthpiece pod things you stick on there. And they have 50 milligrams of nicotine slash, 5%? Yeah, 5% or 50 milligrams. You're like, what the fuck, 50 milligrams? That's like more than the Enjoy King. Like, how do you even vape that? Like, what the fuck? No, like, stop it. This nicotine is nicotine salts. So for those who don't know what the fuck salt nicotine is versus freebase nicotine, no, I'm not talking freebasing like fucking cokeheads or some dumb shit like that. Freebase nicotine essentially is what you get at Vape Wild or, you know, Swaggy or Halo. A lot of companies don't use salt nicotine. They use straight up freebase concentrate, which would be like the pure chemical of nicotine. It's a pure sort of not fucked with version. It's kind of like getting calcium without magnesium, okay? If you can go with that, then you'll understand this. The salt nicotines are more stable because, and well, they're more compounds too. Freebase nicotine is basically just the chemical nicotine, okay? And nicotine salt substance or concentrates are basically the compound stable versions of nicotine. So how they occur naturally in the tobacco plant or the tomato plant, because nicotine and, you know, various plants have salt. You know, they have certain extracts and shit. And a lot of people have been trying very hard to get this right. You know, there's NETs, which are extracted tobaccos. Naturally extracted tobacco. There's also tobacco alkaloids, which are sort of, those are like tobacco chemicals found in the leaf, and they try and do the same thing. It's essentially trying to get more of the tobacco without having the tobacco. And this is the creation of the nicotine. It's basically the isolation of the nicotine and its various compounds, the compounds that make nicotine more effective in the body, right? In some ways. And it also helps smooth the fuck out of the throat hit. So it's not just pure nicotine. So it's measured differently. Because when you have, you know, a can of concentrated orange juice and you drink it, it's going to hurt your fucking tongue. You know, if you drink it straight without adding anything to it. But if you eat an orange or if you juice an orange and you drink that, it's going to be a shitload better. It's you know what I mean? You're not going to burn your tongue. It's not going to, like, scorch your taste buds or anything. Sour them off. So that's kind of the comparison I would make, is concentrate OJ versus straight up oranges. And if you can't get that, then shut the fuck up. So 50 milligram Nixky, it allows you to sort of push the nicotine higher without getting nasty throat hit. So it's got a punch to it, but it's not like gonna fucking hurt. You know, the Enjoy Kings were great when they came out, but that thing had so much goddamn throat hit. It felt good, but if you weren't expecting it, you'd just cough and cough and cough, you know? And part of the problem with this is it is a PG system. You know, it is very heavily propylene glycol, so it's thin. It's pretty nasty on your throat if you're not careful. I mean, you gotta drink water. You gotta stay hydrated with this. But compared to the fucking old days, dude, this is great. I mean, if I was still smoking, you know, or if I wanted to smoke and I didn't want to go smoke, I'd like go outside, I'd grab one of these fuckers. And all you gotta do is just buy the damn pods and pop them on. They've got like menthol, they've got fucking, well, obviously I've got the two tobacco flavors. So I got Virginia tobacco and traditional tobacco. And they're both fairly good. I mean, I've had better tobaccos, but if you're talking straight up pods, it's cool. There is a problem slash discussion I wanna have though. Open container versus closed container. big, big topic these days. This would be a closed container device because you pick up the pod, you pop it on your battery. There's no filling. There is no, I mean, you could refill it potentially. I mean, I've seen people refill their pods. You know, that's a thing with the Juul. It's kind of like in the old days where you'd buy a V2 SIG and refill the Cardo, but it's not meant to be refilled by the company. They specifically don't want you to do that. They want you to buy more pods. And we, over here in the US at least, we're kind of fighting against closed container. We want to make sure that we have all this stuff. And back in the, you know, basically in the EU, they got fucked. And, you know, the UK and the TPD and all sorts of dumb fucking regulations where it's got to be this, it's got to have that, and leak proof and sealed and blah, 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 blah. So if you're like kind of pro vape and pro open source kind of shit, like you want to do it yourself, just avoid this, okay? This is meant for the people who are getting into vaping, trying to get off cigarettes, or just want something to, you know, to dual use with. And you got to have an open mind with this. I mean, they don't understand about open and close yet. They don't understand about the FDA's problems yet. They don't understand any of this shit that I'm talking about. So for them, it's, hey, can I try this and not go outside to smoke and maybe save my lungs from getting cancer? Yeah, let's do that. And I think my little fucking soapbox is over, so let's actually talk about the vape ski. Let me have a drag ski. Perfect mouth to lung. Feels like a cigarette. It's sort of a square drip tip. It's not like your round ciggy. It's, you know, but it's biteable. You can chew on it a little bit. You don't really feel that nicotine going in. You feel it when it hits you, but you don't feel it going in. I mean, there's a little sting to it, but this is such a low fucking output device. It charges within the hour. It's got a USB little magnetic charger thing. It kind of stands up on the wall. Pretty cute looking thing. The pods come in four packs, and they're about $15 for four, so it's a 15 schmackos for four pods. Not exactly the best pricing ever, but come on. If you're talking closed container convenience, then of course it's going to be more expensive than just, you know, something else. For a newbie though, you know, you buy a couple of pods that might last him, you know, 2 or 3 days. So in a way you're actually saving money, instead of buying cigarettes. So that might work. The vape itself though, vape has problems because it's not consistent. It does have temp control on this thing in some ways to sort of regulate and not burn your coil. But there are times where it's a little dry. It's a little bit flavorless or a little bit crispy. And what you have to do then is take your pod off and sort of squeeze the bottom very lightly or just prime it a few times on the device. Just kind of go, give it a couple of hard sucks. And yeah, get that shit to gurgle in there. Then when you have your next puff, it's going to be brutal. You know, it's not going to be this wimpy bullshit. You just kind of breathe it in, blow it out. Very harsh core, and like harsh in the sense of a cigarette, kind of a pumpy feel in your body, but you're not getting any of the gross throat hit that you get off of the bullshit PG nicotines that are just the concentrated freebase stuff. So the salt is definitely the way to go. The Nick salts, way to go, guys. Other than that, you know, I mean, there is a thing where the pod gets loose. Like, so if you constantly switch pods, and let's say you have a menthol and a fucking like a Virginia, and you switch between that shit, you're gonna notice that your pod gets looser and looser and looser every time you put it in and out. And that's really kind of the only problem I have. You know, sometimes they're inconsistent, sometimes they just get loose when you swap them in and out, but I don't do that. I generally vape like a tobacco vape and then, you know, like a style of tobacco vape, and then just rock and roll from there. This is a great gift though. If you wanted to get somebody something like this for Christmas or whatever, fucking throw that on the list and, you know, $50 for the kit, or, you know, get the battery and then just have them set you up with a pack of pods of whatever choice you know that they'll like. It's a very quiet kind of device. So if people are sleeping, it's, you know, it reminds me of the old days of, you know, Enjoy Kings and shit like that, except better. So fucking get one. You know, if you want something like this, harsh nicotine, but in the body, not in your fucking throat, this is what you kind of want. So yeah, broski, professional.